You are listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 333 for June 30th, 2013. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And I want to welcome you and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to the show. I really appreciate it. And we'd like to let you know that we are an NACTA affiliate, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We are an affiliate of that fine organization. So if you want to learn more about NACTA, go to NACTA.com. And coming up in the show, we're going to talk about a paradise. You know, everybody loves to eat, and this show is about culinary travel. It's about traveling to paradise. It's about traveling to some great beaches, and always, well, almost always, I don't know anywhere that has always perfect weather, but nearly perfect weather most of the time. So you want to learn more about that coming up here in the show. And I want to mention that the show is produced by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. And Laureen Romero is the person that goes out and finds all of our guests to interview on the show. So I'm going to give her a big shout out and a thanks for that. And we will get right into the show so you can learn a little bit more about paradise. And if you have clients that are interested in beaches, eating, golf, shopping, well, here we go. Listen up. Well, hello, Laureen. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And today we're going to be talking about a culinary event and other places in paradise, at least what I consider paradise, living here in Michigan. And as usual, what I'm going to do is let Laureen expand on that a little bit and then introduce our guest for the show today. Laureen, how are you?
Great. Thank you, Barry. I'm doing very well. I just returned from the NACTA chapter directors meeting, which we had up in Seattle last week, which was great. I had as many of the chapter directors for NACTA as we could. I had a great time, and I brought back a cold. So somebody shared the love bug with me. So luckily, I'm unable to share it with you or our guest, but I am able to have that great sexy voice right now that I can share with everybody. The guest that we have on today, I had the pleasure of meeting recently when I was on Maui. Bob Duglin from NACTA introduced us, and he said, you have to meet this fine woman since you're on the island together. And he hooked us up, and I did. I had the pleasure of meeting Shelley Kekuna, who is the executive director for the Kaanapali Beach Resort Association. And what a sweetie she was. I really enjoyed our time together. We shared coffee together and talked. And I had the pleasure of getting to know her. And we talked about having her on the show. And we just, Barry and I were looking for a great spot for her. And she has an event coming up that she's part of. And I would love for you, Shelley, to talk about it, be able to let other agents know so that their clients can come to it. Shelley, welcome to the Home Travel Agent Podcast. Welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brings you here.
Well, thank you very much for the beautiful introduction. I'd like to give a big aloha to everyone. It's a beautiful day here in paradise. We don't have too many bad days, that's for sure. But today just happens to be another one of those stellar days where it looks like you're watching an HD television set. It's so beautiful, crystal clear. And of course, you know, my territory is the Kaanapali Beach area. And the association is like a destination marketing arm for the overall resort. So we maintain a website. We do a lot of coordinating of media visits. We have specific events that we sponsor and that we coordinate. And basically just kind of, you know, watch out for all the partners and make sure that our message is out there so that people can know where to go if they really want to get some information about the area. And our website address is kaanapaliresort.com. And from there, we have 17 members. And from there, any of the agents or the general public can find out about what's going on. We have a calendar of events. We list all of our dining options, all of our hotels and our retail outlets, our golf courses. So it's just a great spot to get some, you know, to get some really good general information, and then you can drill down and get specifics from all of the members. Our membership is comprised of hotels like the Hyatt, the Westin, the Sheraton. We have the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, which is considered Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. We have lots of individual condominiums, and then of course our, you know, our central shopping center, which is so wonderful. It's, you know, Maui's oceanfront shopping center at Whalers Village. And I don't recall, did you happen to stop in the Whaling Museum, Lorraine, when you were there?
I did. It was wonderful.
It's a really great resource, you know, for, you know, for the whaling industry. It's one of the few in the world that has such an in-depth history of whaling itself. It's more than just a, even though it's a NOAA affiliate, it's more than just a save the whales type of museum. It's very, very interesting. You really get to, you really get a, you know, a sneak peek of what it was like during that time when whaling was, you know, at the top of its game here in on Maui. So basically, what we'd really like all of the listeners to know about is we'd like them to be able to come to our website, learn about how diverse and wonderful our resort area is. There's kind of a, you know, there's an experience for everybody there. You can pretty much build any type of dream vacation right in Ka'anapali because of the choices and because of the diversity of what we offer. Our culinary event, we're very excited about that. This is going to be our second annual, and it happens over Labor Day. The name of the event is Ka'anapali Fresh, and so that can also be found through our website, and it has its own website, ka'anapalifresh.com. It's a two-day affair, and what we do is we partner with all of our farmers, and we're, you know, we're big proponents of farm-to-table or farm-to-fork, if you will. And we do a lot of this in our restaurants, and it's a wonderful way for people to not only experience Maui as a visitor, but also to taste Maui. We have this very rich, rich agricultural community. We have a great growing season, as you can imagine, and we've got some wonderful chefs. So by pairing the farmers and the chefs together in this kind of festival environment, We're having a lot of fun with it. Let me put it that way. So our first night on Friday, the 30th, is a progressive experience. So we have one location at the Westin where people can stop, and we'll have tastings for, we call them, you know, poo-poos, if you will, poo-poo style portions, which would be considered like appetizers, but you'll get to taste all the wonderful entrees that we do. And then from there, everyone's going to move down to the Sheraton, and the Sheraton will be, you know, the sweet stop. So we've got all kinds of wonderful desserts, coffee-infused drinks, and then we'll have some wonderful entertainment. Jake Shimabukuro is like the ukulele virtuoso of the Hawaiian Islands, and he's absolutely amazing. I think he's been playing since he's 4 years old, and he's in his 20s now, and he's an absolute master. So that's going to be a really, really fun night. We'll also do some mixology during the day. We have a great mixologist who's the director for Southern Wine and Spirits, and she always puts on a great show and makes some really wonderful concoctions that everybody gets to enjoy. So that's our lineup for Friday, and then Saturday we hit the ground running with a big farmer's market at Whalers Village. And then we do an agricultural tour up in the Ka'anapali coffee fields. And I don't know if you know this, but we are celebrating 200 years of growing coffee in the Hawaiian Islands.
Wow. Really?
The West? Yeah. And do you know that we're the only state in the United States that actually grows commercial coffee?
I had not realized that. I'm looking at your website right now regarding this, and I'm like going, wow, there's a whole bunch of information on here. That's really good to know. And you've got everything that's timing one at one event after another, but you also have a little flex time between events. This is exciting.
Yeah, it makes it really fun. And because it's so it's a very interactive type of festival, so the people can really get to know about, you know, what we do grow, you know, what we do here, you know, on Maui. And the coffee is just the coffee's a really wonderful story. And, of course, the coffee fields are absolutely beautiful. You know, we're way up on the side of the hills here on the west side of the island, and the views are outstanding. And something that I learned last year that I think is just fascinating is that they grow four kinds of coffee up there, and one of them is, it's called Mocha, and it is the only place that this particular coffee grows. And the coffee grower, Kimo Falconer, is in charge of the operation up there, and he went to a cupping, like an international cupping event that they hold annually in different locations, and this one is in the Middle East. And he took his mocha bean with him, and all of these like old Middle Eastern coffee brokers were able to identify that the bean had originated in Yemen. Which I think is so fascinating. You know, it's like being a sommelier, a master sommelier who can identify wines. You know, they can identify like the soil, the region, just by the flavors. And these guys were able to identify this coffee bean, which I just think is amazing.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do a really beautiful lunch up there. The thing that's interesting about the coffee fields is that they're actually house lots, so they were able to create this this housing environment where people can build like their dream home, but it's on agricultural land. And so Kimo maintains the coffee fields, and people have these beautiful homes up there. So we're going to do this big lunch at one of these homes, which will be fun. That'll be a really, really fun thing for a Saturday. And then, of course, Saturday night is our grand event that we do on the golf course. And we have, several different winemakers and wineries that come out. And then we've got 12 chefs that are from the, just exclusive to Ka'anapali. And then the farmers and the chefs are pairing their products and with the wines. And then we'll also have some really fantastic Hawaiian entertainment that night as well. So it's going to be a fun two-day event. And this year, something else that's new is there's a Hawaii food and wine festival that happens on the island of Oahu that's been going on for the last 3 years. And this year, they're going to bring some of those, some of the chefs with them to have a big dinner in Ka'anapali. So that's going to happen on Sunday night. So it's a more, it's like an 8-course sit-down. And we'll have chefs there from, we've got like 4 celebrity chefs that are coming, and we've got celebrity Maui chefs, and then we also have these chefs that are coming from other countries. So that's going to be a really, really great dinner. And then they'll all be moving back over to Oahu where they do a 4-day event over there. So as far as culinary travel, this is a jam-packed couple of weeks that people can really come out. They can enjoy Maui. They could move on to Oahu and do the culinary event over there as well. It's, they have about 70 chefs from all over the world that come and, that meet on Oahu and do these amazing, events for about 4 days. So culinary travel is a big deal for the islands. And our event is really fantastic. So I hope everyone will take a look at that website.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking at it right now, Shelley, and it looks absolutely amazing. And I'm trying to go through my list about which clients I have that are foodies. Because as you're talking about this, I've actually been in the area where they're going to have the coffee tour with the houses and the dinner. I've been up there. That place is remarkable. It's beautiful. Oh, nice. The houses are gorgeous. The property's well taken care of. And it's in a great part of the island.
It'll be a lot of fun, and it's so fascinating to talk to the grower. He's been in the agricultural business for a very, very long time, and you didn't know that there was so much to know about coffee, let me tell you. And everyone's very excited about the 200-year celebration, and so it's a great story, and it's a really fine experience.
Now, you've got a great lineup of the chefs. Definitely top-notch and award-winning. Wow. Barry, so are we going to try to connect and go?
Sounds like a good idea. You know, there's a trademark that Lorraine and I have, and that's a love of coffee. In fact, we've even had coffee people, not related to travel, but just really people that have a coffee blog on the show before. So coffee is one of our passions.
Awesome. Well, you have to come and check out our coffee field too. You know, when everyone gets all hyped about Kona, they think like Kona coffee is the end all be all. And yet, our Kanapele coffee and some of our other Maui coffees, we've got several coffee farms here, which is really kind of amazing. There's about 50 farms, you know, small production farms, but the coffee is winning a lot of awards. You know, it's, people are standing up and taking notice of the Maui coffee. So, Kona doesn't have they don't have the corner on the market, that's for sure.
So you not only have the coffee growers there, you probably have several coffee roasters as well, right?
We have a few. There aren't a whole lot, but we do have a few. And, of course, Maui Coffee Roasters is, like, I think they're the biggest roaster on the island. But, we've got the big Kanapele coffee fields, and then there are places you can go up country where there's smaller farms, small family, family operated farms. But lots of good coffee here to be had for sure. And I love my coffee. I just didn't realize how much passion there really was out there for the beverage. And I also didn't realize I was absolutely blown away when Kimo told us that, coffee's like one of the most sought after and traded commodities, like, on the planet. It's like right up there with oil.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thunk,
Yeah.
So, in any event, there's lots of great stuff for people to come and learn about and experience, in our resort as I circle back to Kanapele. It's the original master planned community. It was the first in the world that was a master planned community. So we're also celebrating 50 years. So before Hawaii was even a state, the original developers were dreaming, they had the vision of Kanapele. And so they were very forward thinking, and definitely one of the best spots, has so much to offer, and just so many different experiences to be had.
Well,
so
one of the things I know that the Kanapele Beach Resort Association, they work with travel agents. So let's say we have one of our listeners who might be interested in working with their association. What would be the process for them to do that?
Well, probably the best place for anyone to start, Lorraine, is really to go to our website, of kanapeleresort.com. It's full of information of who our partners are. And then once someone gets to look at the destination and they get to see all the different brands that are here, under the accommodations button, an individual can click right through to the different websites that belong to the different properties. And on those websites, those properties are going to have travel agent specials. They're going to have information that the agent might need about, how to book, specific information for an agent as far as commission, all of those things. So the website is a great, great source to get specifics.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Because as a travel agent, you know, we have so many resources out there, and I'm seeing this, that all your partners are bundled together, which makes it much easier for us, because we know that if they're partnered with you, they must be very good and honorable. So that's a good resource.
Yay.
Now, if a travel agent has a client that wants to come out to Kaanapali Fresh and experience that, and you said it's over Labor Day, should they start booking that pretty soon?
I think it's a real good idea. You know, the booking window has changed quite a bit, and I'm sure you've all experienced that as well. It used to be, you know, people were booking 6 months out, and a lot of times for these events, it might not look like we're going to have a lot of people there, and then all of a sudden, boom, everybody books, and the tickets sell out. So, yes, I would definitely recommend, you know, contacting any client that is interested in culinary travel and have them take a look and, start shopping those flights.
So now this is an annual event. So if someone can't make it this year, they could possibly plan on it next year over the same period of time?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, our wineries are trying to get us to change the date. It's really funny because, you know, that's right around harvest time. And, you know, some of the vineyards, you know, could be in the middle of harvest, or they could be like, you know, 1 week away or 2 weeks away. So usually the wineries don't like to do too many events around this time of year. But, it's a great time for travel. It's kind of like the last hurrah, you know, before kids go back to school, before the weather starts to turn. It's just an absolute great time to travel as far as we're concerned. And so we wanted to make sure that we had an event that would really enhance a visitor's stay and give them an opportunity to have that last hurrah, you know, at the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah, you got me thinking, too, and I've never thought about this before, but when is the coffee harvesting season?
Coffee harvesting is right around the same time.
Okay.
It's in the fall. So we didn't get to experience harvest. We thought we might, but it was a little bit later. This last year. So depending again, you know, upon how the weather is, how much rain they get, how much sunshine it gets, but it's right around the same time.
Okay.
Well, this is excellent. Thank you so much, Shelley, for being on and letting us know and letting our fellow agents know about the Kaanapali Fresh culinary experience. I mean, that's totally awesome. I'm, like I said, I'm looking, thinking in my head going, do I have clients going out there? They need to go because, you know, that's, people enjoy food. And the lineup that you have of the chefs and of the tours and the farmers market, of course, all that experience put together with it. Paradise, as well as the cleansing and the coming together and the foods. You have a wonderful combination. I really, really wish you a lot of success on it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. It's a good time. It's a lot of fun. And like you said, you know, everybody eats. I mean, it's really, it's kind of that one thing that we all have in common. And it's always fun to taste another destination.
Absolutely. So one more time, if you could give us information and the dates and the URL for this event, and then Barry will close this out.
Okay, great. Yes, it's the dates are Labor Days. That's August 30th and 30th and 31st. That would be Friday and Saturday. And then September 1 is the Sunday, and that's when the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival will have their dinner that follows our two-day festival. And the website is kaanapalifresh.com. And our destination website is kaanapaliresort.com. And obviously those two websites talk to each other, so you can get from one to the other. And come on down.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach out to you, what's a good way to connect with you?
Well, the email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/HBTAS, which are the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. My personal Facebook page is Loreen R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Or, of course, come over to my Facebook page for Sharp Tongued. That would be absolutely awesome. Thank you again, both of you. It's a pleasure. Thank you again, Shelley, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I'm so happy we were finally able to get you on the show.
I know. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Shelley.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, I want to thank our guest for taking time out of her busy schedule to stop by and be a part of our show, part of our interview portion of our show here. And once again, I want to thank Loreen Romero. And this is going to conclude the Home-Based Travel Agent Show for June 30th, 2013. And once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for stopping by and taking time and listening to the show. We really appreciate it. And hope you come back here soon. We have interviews planned for July, and those are coming up. And until then, I wish you all safe travel, stay healthy, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye now.